Have you ever peed your pants? Been on a particularly cringeworthy date? How about a period blunder? Everyone has at least a few embarrassing stories under their belts, but few people are eager to share them. However, there can be something inherently human about divulging your shameful secrets, especially when they resonate with others who have experienced something similar. That connection was one of the goals of Awfully Hilarious, Stories We Never Tell, a compilation of tales written by writers from across the sea to sky and beyond. It's the stories we haven't told, but are worth telling to help people feel less alone and ashamed, says Heather Hendry, a clinical counselor based in Squamish who spearheaded the book project. It all started last fall when she went on a particularly bad date in the sea to sky, the kind, unfortunately, too many women in this area have been through, she says. I reached out to a girlfriend and she said, "I know, honey. It's so painful. Let me tell you about what happened to me." At the same moment we were like, "Whoa, we've got so much material here." From there, the conversation expanded to include other friends, and more diverse embarrassing topics that no one was talking about. Who knew every single menstruating person has had incidents, because we don't talk about this? Hendry says. Suddenly we were like, it's awfully hilarious. It's an awful thing that happened, but when you're in a community, it's hilarious. So, she and two other longtime friends decided to reach out to their circle and convince them to commit their cringe to the book, set to be released in early February. Some were reluctant about sharing stories they had never told anyone, but when they framed it as a way to help others, most people got on board. Some are light and playful and others could be really tough, but across the board, everyone sharing said the process of retelling the story in hopes of helping someone help them reframe the experience in a different way, Hendry says. The process of writing was healing. She recruited a local editor to help work with the writers, some of whom had no prior writing experience. She asked some good questions to fill in the blanks. It's really hard to have your creative work edited, especially if you're an emerging writer who hasn't done it before, Hendry adds. More than a year after that first spark of an idea, Hendry is waiting for the books to arrive in the mail, ahead of a reading event at the Whistler Public Library on February 1. Locals Pierre-Olivier Gaudrialt and Yin Zixi Ho, who also contributed stories, will be on hand to read. That event starts at 7 p.m. and you can register by emailing publicservices@whistlerlibrary.ca. Books will be available at the library and at Armchair Books afterwards. There will also be a reading in Squamish on February 3 at the Little Bookshop from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. There will be tickets for that event with more information at littlebookshop.ca/pages/calendar. We're launching the book now, so if people hear of it, they can get a copy into the hands of single friends feeling defeated or downtrodden or alone on Valentine's Day, Hendry says. That's why it's coming out this time of year. For more on the book, visit awfullyhilarious.com.